Tomorrow, a premier industry event coming to the North Bay, Spirited International Spirits Trade Tasting and Show. It's coming to the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. The event is expected to draw makers and potential makers of distilled spirits, wholesalers, distributors, restaurateurs, members of the media, and others interested in who want to learn more about spirits. And of course, we want to learn more right now with you, so we have a publisher, Michael Ziviak, right?
Correct.
Ziviak, yes. He's here in studio, and good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure having you in, and it's a, I got to say, though, just in the week, isn't it a little early to be talking about spirits in the week?
No, no. It's never too early to talk about spirits
in
the week.
Yeah, what is he, is the guy crazy? What are you, nuts, Dan?
No, it's never too early. This is going to be a great show. We're excited about it.
So this is a show you hold every year, though.
This is actually our inaugural year.
Inaugural one.
Yes, our first show. We launched the magazine, Spirited Magazine, just last year around this time, and it has since become an award-winning, we're very excited about that, an award-winning trade magazine for the wine, beer, spirits, and cider industries. So yeah, there's a sort of an intersection of those industries happening. You know, you have winemakers making spirits, you have beer makers making cider. They all share a certain DNA, and they share a hope for growth and change. And so we're talking about that.
You know, I read about all the panels that you've got going on. Lots of fun things you can learn about. I don't see a panel given about a radio. A news host that loved gin. I'm maybe next year we can get that on the list.
Oh yeah, we should definitely add that.
Okay, good. I love Spirit Works Distillery. Lauren Patz, the head distiller, is going to be doing micro distillation. I just think I love what those guys do. What's micro distillation?
Well, you know, you have to come and learn about it. It's all about. I can't divulge all the secrets here.
Is the portion though? Is this for people that own restaurants and own spirit companies to sort of, you mentioned, share their secrets? Not necessarily for the average guy like me who loves gin.
No, this is for industry trade executives who are and restaurant owners and bar owners, people who want to learn about the process, people who want to learn about what's happening in the industry, how they can market their brands if they're launching their own craft distilleries. And for folks to come, there's going to be a big trade show component. We're going to have 40 different spirit companies doing tastings. So the hope is that we'll have bartenders and restaurant folks coming to taste those so that they can carry them in their places.
Excuse my naivete here when I ask this. What's kind of the difference between a spirit with other alcoholic beverages?
Spirits are, you know, beer, are not beer, of course not, are vodka, gin, tequila, those types of of alcohols, distilled spirits versus beer or wine, or cider, which are, you know, completely different.
You know, I sort of got into spirits a long time ago. Didn't we all? What I'm so amazed at is here in the Bay Area, and you could definitely extrapolate that out to be the North Bay. There is some amazing spirits being made right here in Northern California. Moynihan's, the beer guys, they're making whiskey, and I mentioned Spirit Works is making a gin, but they make a great slow gin. It's amazing how we've sort of become the epicenter for spirits.
It's really been incredible. Sonoma County, you know, long known as the epicenter of wine, is growing in leaps and bounds in the spirits industry. Sonoma Brothers, Grayton, Griffo Distilleries, really incredible craft spirits companies that are growing significantly and are delicious. I mean, if you're into gin, you're in a haven here in Sonoma County.
And is there a reason that there's so many distilleries that popped up specifically in Sonoma and in the North Bay?
That's a really good question. I think there's been so much innovation in the alcohol industry with wine. I think that a lot of winemakers, for example, that's a great segue into our keynote speaker, Jean-Charles Boisset, who's the owner and president of Boisset Family Wineries, who owns Raymond Winery and Buena Vista and Deloche. He is launching JCB Spirits. And so, you know, here you have this winemaker who's expanding into the spirits industries, and his spirits are great. I have a bottle of the gin, of JCB gin, and it's fantastic. And he's doing the keynote, and then he's doing a special tasting for folks of his new spirits at the show tomorrow.
You have a bottle out of gin, but you didn't bring it this morning, I must note.
No, it is not here. I apologize.
It would have been literally wasted on me.
No, not wasted. Not wasted.
Fortunately. You mentioned there's a bunch of companies kind of going to be showing off their products. How many of those would you say are local, like North Bay companies?
Oh God, I have to go look at the attendee list, but it's probably a third.
Third of
a
them.
Third, if not a little bit more, or North Bay.
So there's a good chunk coming from outside of the area.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. From the Bay Area, you know, in general and even outside the Bay Area, we have folks coming in to hawk their wares.
Is there truly international status with this? Are we getting people from Italy or France? I don't know why I said Italy or France first, but
not showing their alcohol, but attendees, quite possibly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just to bring wine into the mix, you're bringing the sommelier to the stars in. Christopher Sawyer.
Yeah, Chris Sawyer, yes. He's our moderator. And you can't get a more knowledgeable man in the industry than Chris Sawyer.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. This is a great event. I'm so glad you guys decided to put it on. I wish I owned a restaurant so I could come.
Well, you should come. Please join us. It'd be great. And in fact, we are offering free tickets to KSRO listeners.
What?
Seriously. If you go, yeah, you're welcome. If you go to spiritedtradetasting.com, put in the promotional code KSRO, and listeners of KSRO will be able to get free tickets to the event.
Michael, God bless you in the work that you're doing, my man.
Well, I'll take what I can get. Thank you.
Something tells me Larry is not going to be in tomorrow.
No, please come, or the next day, probably. I would Uber to the show.
More importantly, the next day. Michael, it's a pleasure for you having us on. Just one more time, what's the website again?
SpiritedTradeTasting.com, and the promotional code is KSRO.
Just like our station letters, folks, KSRO. Michael, it's been a pleasure having you on. I hope everything goes great tomorrow.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That is Michael Ziviak, that is, with Spirited Magazine. They're hosting the Spirited Trade Tasting and Show tomorrow morning at the fairgrounds. It actually goes up and through the evening as well.